Welcome back to the Road of Faith Seminar, my friends. I'm Ken Fletcher. So glad you're here today. Let's start out with a word of prayer today for the Lord to help us. Father, we're so thankful for this opportunity to come together around your word and around truth. And Father, we thank you for illuminating us and showing us your truth, that we get a hold of it and understand it. And understand this new creation that you made us, and try to understand and wrap our minds around this huge thing that you did in us through Christ. And we thank you, Father, for helping us to understand it, help us to walk in it, help us to realize what you want us to realize, so that we can go forward in your plan and get things done according to your plan in our lives, and that we could realize that which you have put in us and put into us, so that we can be a blessing to others, Lord, while we're down here below. We thank you for helping us to renew our minds in your word today. We give you praise for every word, every part of it, every revelation of its truth today. And we give you thanks, Lord, because you are so good to us today. And thank you for teaching us and showing us and helping us here in some things that maybe we're not too good at yet, or we don't understand too good yet, or as well as we should. So I thank you, Lord, for grounding us and helping us to see and understand those things that you want us to see today. Help and use me, Lord, help me to flow with you and do what you want to do here today. I sure don't want to do anything my own way. I just want you to have your way through me today. And I pray for my friend there who's watching the video today. I thank you, Father. You know right where they are. You knew before we even got started here that they were going to be watching. So, Father, we thank you for helping them right there and speaking to them an individual personal message inside of their heart that's going to impact their lives and their lives of their family. We thank you for all that you're doing in us today. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for helping us in every part. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. You agree with that? All right. Well, then we need to be expecting, don't we? We just prayed and believed and asked the Father to help us and the Lord to help us. So I'm just expecting it going to be that way. How about you? You expecting to get something inside today, revelation, something good? Amen. Well, that's what I'm believing for. Of course, we're here in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 is our main scripture for this group of seminars entitled Know Thyself. And that says there in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, it says, if any person, any man, any woman's in Christ, he's a new creature. It's just not possible any other way. Amen. Amen. You got to be in Christ to be this new creature. Praise God. And we are, because we have accepted Jesus. If any man, any woman is in Christ, he or she is a brand new creature, a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, because we've entered in to a relationship with the Almighty God. Has all things changed? Well, to us it did. In our perspective, everything changed because now we're not trying to get right with God, you see. No, now we are. We're made right with God. Praise God. Isn't that a good thought? We're just made that way. It's just natural for us to go in front of the Father. It's just natural for us to talk with the Lord Jesus and to commune with the Holy Spirit. It's just natural. It's just who we are. We're just made that way. You know, that's my whole, it seems to me, that's my whole thing, my whole approach is what the Lord is trying, is just impressed upon me for many years. the fact that that if we can get a hold of who we are, if we can understand how we've been made, if we can understand this union we have with the Lord, this blend, this we're infused with Him, we're fused together, if we can understand this new creation, if we can get our heads around it, if we can understand, and I really don't think we're going to really understand it all down here. I think there's some things that we're just not going to get. But I tell you one thing, anything with God, you can have as much of Him as you want. So it's not about Him limiting us and that we're limited on because of what He has done. He has limited us to go into certain knowledge and that's it, or certain experience and then that's it. Well, that's not Him. No, He's not limiting us in any way. But what I was referring to earlier was the fact that we are dealing with a lot of previous things before Christ that just life in the matrix, you know, just life in a fallen world system, just life even after we're born again, just the life here and now, this temporary thing that's happening, and the corruption that's in the world, and the sickness and the disease and the poverty and all of the other terrible ramifications of the fall and of sin. And so what I meant by that, that we're never going to get, or we're not in this life, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for most believers to overcome that which our bodies are accustomed to here in this fall. And of course our body is death, doom. So, I mean, all of those things affect how we see things inside. You see what I mean? And how you see things inside is how you are going to act, I guess you could say. So I started out to say, and we're back again. That seems like my whole thing is if we can get people to understand, if we can get them to see who they are and what they have as this new creation, this new creature in Christ, this one that has been created in the Lord, this blend. If we can get people to understand that, and see themselves and view themselves and see themselves this way of what He's done in us and how amazing it is and how unlimited it is. If we can get folks to do that, I believe a lot of other stuff just drops off. And I think it's a matter of focus. I think it's a matter of getting ourselves into the place where we can see ourselves properly. And I think that's one of the greatest, biggest problems in the body of Christ. We just don't see ourselves right. We don't see ourselves the way the Lord sees us. We don't see ourselves the way we really are. We see, that's the problem. We're not looking at ourselves as the way we really are. We're looking at ourselves from how other people see us. Or the perception that we see in ourselves of how other people, how the world sees us, or other things. But man, we got to get into this thing where we see ourselves as the Lord sees us. And the way we do that is we go through the Word and we meticulously go through the Word. Now, well, what are we doing? We're trying to get our eyes on reality of who we are. You see that? We're trying to get our eyes on it. We're trying to get it in of who we are, how we've been made, what we have with the Lord, and how huge it is, how unlimited it is, and how personal it is, and how unique our relationship with him is. So this is what we're doing here. And I'm seeing that seems that the Lord has impressed on me now for years, the fact that believers do what they do, mess up how they mess up, get into stuff that they shouldn't be getting into, and ended up in some kind of bondage, ended up some sort of a behavior situation. And it's based, they get off on these things. Well, it's you're not going to help them. I don't believe you're not going to help them by telling them how wrong they've done or how wrong they messed up, or how much they messed up. You're not going to help to tell them that, because they already know that. You know, you already know it. When you messed up, you know it. I mean, I don't know about you, but I could be my own worst critic and just think that what I have done wasn't so hot. You know, I remember in the last series, the How Long series, there was a couple of seminars there. During that, see, there was a very, that series was right after I came out of March 9, 2022, where I had that experience with the Lord. So, and that was just started 7 days later. So you see, that series right there was a whole different deal. And there was times I was very, very emotional. And many times right there on the video, I just break out and, you know, just cry I mean, what I had experienced with him, it just really, really affected me. And I think I've acclimated a little bit better than I was at that time. You know what I mean? I think I've acclimated, somewhat a little better, because it was real awkward for me for a while. I felt like a fish out of water, you know. I mean, just trying to get used to the new deal with the Lord. It was different. And I was very, very emotional. A lot of the things that he was showing me inside. And and I found myself crying and stuff and in different parts of that, and right there on the camera, and the Lord didn't want me to remove any of that. The cameras were rolling and we just rolled right on through that hole. And I mean, it was a whole different deal. We'd do 2, 3, sometimes 4 segments within the seminars. And, of course they were longer too. And so we would do these different segments and we'd pick up and carry on. And it was just a whole different deal than I'd ever seen anybody do before, but the Lord wanted it that way in that series. But this one obviously is a different series. And things, and of course we're down the road further than we were back then when I first started out in this video ministry, which the Lord has directed me to do, and so therefore you know, things are different now. Things are deeper now with me and the Lord than they were then. I've acclimated somewhat, I think, to where I'm not quite so emotional as I was, and breaking up on crying on the video or whatever. And I know that's probably tough for you to watch. People that would watch that, I know that probably wasn't no fun for them to watch, you know, the emotion that I was dealing with. But the thing is, man, it's all inside, you know, it's all inside, and it's in what he's done in me now is maturing and gotten bigger, and I'm hearing him clearer and more accurate than I was even then. And, I mean, I missed it some, you know, hearing him, not as much, not as much. And I've noticed that as time has gone along, and you know, since then, I'm not missing him as much as I was then. So I mean, I'm sort of, I guess you could say, I'm fine tuning and understanding how he's dealing with me personally. So I mean, that's where we want to get you, is into that place where you fine tune. And don't be discouraged with yourself if you miss it. and say, well, I thought that was the Lord telling me, you know. Well, the Lord knows you're attempting. The Lord knows you're working, and he knows right where you're at. So there's no discouragement there. As you're listening to the Holy Spirit, you're listening to the Lord leading you in a different way. And if you really want to, and you know what I mean, to have that with him, that real close, that real personal, every day, every minute type thing. Boy, is it great. That's all I could say about it. Since March of night, boy, is it great. Even though it was pretty different for me and everything was different for me after that. Boy, is it great. You know, it was great. Did I enjoy hearing from the Lord like that? I don't know about you, but I mean, if you're a believer, I know you're probably going to enjoy hearing from the Lord like that too. Well, that's where we're going here. And so it seems as though for years he has been impressing on me the fact that we're focusing on the wrong thing. We're preaching about the wrong thing. Many churches, we're preaching about the wrong thing. We need to build the believer up and show them who they are. You see this relationship, who they are. That's what we focus on, who they are. How they've been made, this new creation. That's what we focus on. Why? Because there's all of this other stuff coming in. That's why. So you've got to change your focus from what's going on out here. You've got to put your focus on what's in here and in the Word of God and find out the truth of who you are and what you are and keep your eyes on that and focus on that. If you don't, guess what happens? Well, all this out here. You know, you can focus on sports. You can focus on news. You can focus and be all caught up in all of that, all caught up in it and thinking about it all the time or a lot of time during the day, you know, that these things that's going on out here in this natural realm right now in 2023, right now in your life, in my life, man, they're screaming for my attention just like they're screaming for yours. Why? That's all they know. That's all they know. They don't know the Lord. Well, we do. We know the Lord. So it's almost like, well, listen now, we've got to get our focus on the Lord. We've got to keep our focus on this new creation inside and understand our soul, understand how it works, understand how the spirit realm works within us. Understand how we apply that the kingdom that's within us, how we apply it out here to help others. So much here. Listen, we just are scratching the surface. I'm telling you before, as we moving in, well, this is number 16. No, this is number 17. This is number 17. Tried to keep up here. Amen. This is number 17 this week. So here's the deal. We're just scratching the surface of things, of the depth of what he's done in us. And I think, you know, in time we're going to get deeper and we're going to get deeper, but you know, like foundational things, all these scriptures are all important. Every one of them so important to us because they bring us into an understanding of who we are. That's exactly what they do. And how we relate out here. We, the soul, the new creation of God, how we relate out here with this fallen realm and with the fallen realm, the fallen world system, and with the people that's here with us in this generation. Now, listen, man, that's what it's all about, is these people. And if you've forgotten that, it's easy to forget, man. So these people are in trouble, man. They're hurting. They need help. And you're going to talk to people I'll never see. I'm going to talk to people you never see. But here's the thing, man, you need to be contacting these precious ones that the Lord has died for and purchased and redeemed. We need to let them know about all this and about that God loves them. God wants to help them. God wants to be right there where they are in their situation. We got to be about what's eternal. We got to be about what's eternal and what's real in us. Not some false concept coming in from the outside saying, this is who you are. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're supposed to be like. This is what you're supposed to be about. This is what, you know, and just follow up long after that or some good idea somewhere. Well, that's a good idea. Let's go do that. Well, this is a good idea. Let's do that. No. No, you know, I've had people contact me wanting us to help them and so forth, you know. And, man, I'll tell you something, man. I can't help everybody. And you can't help everybody. But I can help everybody that the Lord tells me to help. And I will. And I do. You know why? Because I want the eternal stuff. That's why. Well, I've had folks contact me trying to get us to support them, do something for them, you know, in that regard. And man, if Jesus ain't in it through me, then we don't do it. Even though, oh, that's a good idea. That's going to help somebody. That's going to get them out. No, that's not. No, no, no. We do what he tells us to do. That's what we do. And that goes for you. That goes for me. You can't help everybody. I can't help everybody. But we can help everybody he tells us to help. And that's what we're looking for. Lord, do you want us to help this person? Lord, do you want me to do something here? Do you want me to not to do something? And he'll tell you, man. He'll tell you. He'll let you know. And many times now, here's the deal. A lot of times things are not as it seems. You see, things are not as it seems. What I mean by that, well, they come across to you in some manner, and it looks right. It looks like a real need, or it looks like something that it would be good to help. It looks good on the outside. I mean, from everything that you could see. But see, the Lord looks right. He looks behind all that. And he sees all behind everything that we can't see. So that's why we go to him and we're led by him. Lord, do you want me to be involved with this? Do you want me to be a part of this? Pardon me. To be a part of this this thing? And so we ask him because he sees it all. He doesn't want you to be involved with everything. He just don't. So, I mean, he wants you to be involved in the things that he wants you to be involved with, because he knows you, and he knows how he wants to work through you, and he knows where he wants to work through you. He knows these things. I don't. You don't. He knows these things. So we go to him, say, well, Lord, and it may be, and it's been revealed to me in times past about somebody contacting me or whatever and wanting us to do something for them or whatever. And it's been revealed to me by the Lord that they ain't right. They got a wrong agenda in there somewhere. They got some kind of selfish motive in there somewhere. And though I'm not... He didn't put, you know, just spell it out. You know what I'm saying? But he said that much to me about this one person. Well, they got an agenda. More than what you know about, what you can see, they see. Well, that's the Lord knows all that. So we go to him, find out. Well, see, it looked good to me on the, you know, everything looked good to me, you know, out here. And I have a compassion and a heart, you know, I want to help somebody, you know, I want to help people. That's my general thing. I want to help somebody. Well, you know, you have that desire and that compassion that rises up in you. But man, if Jesus ain't in it, you know, no matter how I feel about it, no matter how it looks to me, how good it may look to me. Well, if Jesus ain't in it, well, then we're just not in it. That's sorry. You know what I mean? Just sorry. I go to him. And ask him, because I don't know what I'm supposed to do in my own self. How would I know if I'm supposed to be in, you know, everything looked good for me, the outside of things, you see. But no, he said there was an agenda. There was something behind it that I couldn't see. Well, thank God for the Holy Spirit and keeps me on track. He lets me know what I'm supposed to be involved in and lets me know the things I'm not supposed to be involved in. And so I appreciate that so much because I don't know in myself. So I depend on him to show me. Amen. You should too. That's the way you should live. You should just live in dependency upon yes and no, or, you know, what he's saying to you about something. I mean, it's a lot of times it is real simple. He'll just be a yes or no. And then he'll say, and you'll go to him and say, well, Lord, you want me getting, you want me in, you want me to do this, or you want me to do that or whatever. And with me, I mean, since March 9, and this is where we're going to get you to. I mean, just immediately. I mean, just soon almost I get the thought. Sometimes I can't get the thought through. You know what I mean? I can't get the thought, the thought completed, and I've got an answer already. Because he already knows the answers before we even get started with stuff, see? So, you know, and so a lot of times before I can even get the thought out what I should do, it'd be a no, or it'd be a yes, or it'd be something, you know, do this, do that. And praise God. Thank God for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, how in the world we know what to do one way or the other, right? Amen. Well, let's get into the Word today. I've been talking for a while here at the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I hope, I know it's touched on some areas. Perhaps it made you think about a few things by the Holy Spirit within you. So I wouldn't know particulars what's going on in you, but he does. And so he prompted me to say certain things, and perhaps it triggers some things inside of you that he's trying to show you. Amen. I believe that's what's happening on these seminars. Amen. Well, let's get back into the Word here. Of course, we know our main scripture that we've talked about on every seminar, and that's 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any person's in Christ, any man, any woman's in Christ, he's a new creature. She's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Everything is new because of what Jesus has done. This is a work of God. Praise God. This new creature. Well, we're ever since then... Ever since then, mine's over 50 years ago. Ever since then, I've been trying to find out about this new creature that I am now. And, you know, I made progress here and there over the years, you know. But I've really got a lot more light in the last couple of years. So about that. But, you know, we're covering some things here through the Word that's just real important. So we need to go through these things and assimilate them, okay? It's more than just reading the Word. It's more than just teaching about the Word. It's about getting it, you see, seeing it. It's more than just information here that I'm giving you. I mean, you can go a lot of places and get information, you know. Just general information about ding, 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 ding. You know what I'm saying? I could give you 3 points on the close on this seminar, couldn't I? I could give you, a lot of different ways and approaches to get to teach you these things that's in the Word concerning who you are, couldn't I? But yet the Lord has me doing things differently and moving me different ways, and how, you know, each seminar a little different. And even though I may say some of the same things from one seminar to another seminar, and you hear me say that maybe the time before, or, you know, a couple of times ago, whatever, even though I say things again, it's different. There's a different slant on it. There's a different approach to it. Something a little different about it that makes it different. Even though it's being repeated, the same thing's been repeated, but it's different. It's got a different anointing on it. It's got a different slant on it. It's got a different view of it. So even when you repeat things, it's different because everything around it's different. So, he's got a lot of ways to get these truths into us. But the bottom line is for us to get to the place where we can see who we are, what we have. And that is what this series is all about. And I mean, is so, and the next one too, really, the next one that's coming up later, the next series, it's really about that too, is getting your eyes upon who you are as this new creation that you are. And as we've spoken times before, most people don't look at themselves in the reality of who they are. No, they don't. They're looking at themselves from the world's viewpoint. They're looking at themselves from a religion's viewpoint. They're not looking at themselves from the way the Lord looks at them and sees them and the reality of who they are in Christ. They're not looking at themselves like that now. That's why we're here. We want to get you and me to looking at things right and understanding things right and getting a hold of these concepts, not just getting a hold of them about information-wise and getting the facts and figures about who we are. No, we want to get it to where it's revelation. That it's power, that it's light, that it comes forth in our being, and we say, oh, I got that. I can do that. I am that. I can hear from the master like that. Man, that's what we're doing. Don't you want to get to a better, more clear, man, I do. Even though I'm hearing him better than I've ever heard him in my own entire life, I want to get it better. I want to get it clear. I want to get it even more established in me, because I know I'm on the right track. I know I'm heading the right direction. I know I got a hold of some things already. I don't, you know, and so I won't get a hold of more. Well, the thing is, there's a whole lot more to get a hold of. That's the thing. You're never going to, I don't think down here we're going to ever get to the place where we just, oh, okay, I'm there now. You know, I'm there now. I don't need, you know, I've arrived, or I've got it all now. I see it all now. I understand it all now. Well, I don't think you are. I don't think you're going to get there. But you can sure get a whole lot farther than where you are now. Yes, you can. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it. I mean, even though, you know, man, the enormity of what we got a hold of here, even though you know that, you think, I mean, the more you look at it, the bigger it is. And so, I mean, you may get a hold of, okay, I got a hold of a good revelation there. I see it. I understand it. I know what's going on there. And then about the time you see that and you say, oh, that's big. Oh, I think I got that. Thank you, Lord. I think I got that. I see that. I understand that. About that time you see it, then at the same time you look up and you realize what you got a hold of. that piece you got a hold of is just the enormity of what you haven't got. You see even clearer the fact that you don't have what you don't have too. But boys, it's fun to discover these things, isn't it? Praise God. Well, let's look here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We've been looking at that some, and we were in chapter 4 also before, in seminars prior. But here, let's start out here in chapter 5, verse 1, 2 Corinthians. It says, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building for God. We got it now. Glory to God, we got it. Amen. So it don't matter. I mean, yeah, we want to live out our days, and we don't want the enemy to take us out early. We don't want sickness and disease to come out of it, take us out early. No, we want to complete our course, and the plan for our lives, we want to finish that, to finish our course in faith. That's what we want to do. So we're not, no. Even though this outward house is dissolved or destroyed, we have a building with God. You know, we have it. We're clothed. And we're clothed with the glory of God we in our spirit body. And now see, that's another thing. How do you really look? How do you really look in there? Well, let me tell you what now. It's a lot different what you think, I believe. I believe you could see, and I'm there again, I haven't really seen mine, but I know some things. I know some things. Maybe the Lord allow me to see my, you know, my spirit body a little sometime. But listen, I don't need to see it to know what I am and who I am and who I have in here with me. But what I started out to say is that we have a building with God. We're clothed now. Our spirit body is full of glory and full of light. Yes, it is. It's full of light. You're a being of light. You're created in Christ. And because of that union, the glory of God's there in your spirit right now. And though you can't see the glory of God in my spirit, because of this veil or this flesh covering, I'm sitting here and the glory of God's all in here. This new creation. That's who I am. I can't help it. You can't help it either. No, you just made that way. You just made that way. Isn't that beautiful? And so we praise God. So no, we're not going to be found naked or anything. No, we've got the glory of God in here and in our spirit body and in our soul. Glory to God. That's who you really are. That's what you really have. That's what you look like. And you're made in the image of God and the likeness of God. You look like him. I mean, you just look like Jesus now. Praise God, man, because of that life, man, that life has come in and recreated our spirit. Glory to God. Well, I didn't get very far here in chapter 5 yet. But let me see if I can get a little further here. For we know that our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed. We have a building from God. We got it. A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened. Pain in the butt, isn't it, sometimes? Just flat is. It just, this fallen flesh, it's a pain in the butt sometimes. But we're being burdened, but it's temporary. Glory to God. It's temporary. It says here, but we're being burdened not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed that mortality may be swallowed up by the life of the Lord. That death is going to be swallowed up like it never was. Yeah, it will. It's going to be like it never was. Of course, we will remember, I'm sure, that it was at one time. But we're going to be clothed with this thing. And all of that, on that death it was that we have touched and that we have experienced, that death, that sickness and disease, all that nasty fallen realm crap junk to get on all that thinking, all that messed up thinking, all that stuff swallowed up in victory. Glory to God. Just swallowed up by life. That's right. Glory to God. Amen. Indeed. Let's see here. We're looking for a habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent grown being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has also given us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit as guarantee. Woo! We got him, man. We got him. Man, what think about that? Precious, mighty Holy Spirit, we've got it. Glory to God. So in verse 6 here. So we are always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, obviously. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So we live by faith. The faith in our heart, the faith in our soul. We live by that, not by sight, not by what's happening out here. We listen to the Lord. We walk by faith in what he's saying. Amen. Hallelujah. So we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Boy, what a day that's going to be. Praise God. But we don't want to get in no hurry. No, we want to get our job done before we go, because this is a one-time deal. Amen. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, we're in context now, right, of our main scripture. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And says here, now all things are of God. All them new things. All them new things. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, we're supposed to be about telling people what's happened, what the Lord has done, what God has done. Amen. And tell them, be reconciled to God. It says, to it, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to. See, God's not mad at nobody. No, you did all those things that people are doing and have done. Not imputing, not counting against them. That's what that means. Not counting against them their trespasses. Why? He's forgiven them. He poured it all on Christ, you see. Yes, he did. He said, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So he's done all the work, and it's up to us to tell it and to reveal it and to say, well, this is what's happened to me. I mean, you know, people can say a lot of things about the Bible or whatever and have all kinds of different viewpoints, but they can't argue about what's happened to you. You know what's happened to you. And nobody can tell you different from what's happened to you. And they might look at you sideways and say, oh, come on now. That really did happen. Or they can look at you like that. Don't matter. Because you know what happened to you. So ain't nobody can tell you. So that's the deal. We're supposed to say, man, be reconciled to God. Just come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Come to God. You know, it's all paid for. He's done all these things for us. Just come to Jesus. He loves us. And, praise God. That's what we're all of us supposed to be about. The ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Good ministry, huh? Yeah. It says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf. See, we're working on his behalf here in the present world, in our generation. In Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he, listen to this now, he made him who knew no sin. He made him who knew no sin. Who was that? Jesus. To be sin for us. He took it for us. That we might become the righteousness of God in him. And we have right standing with God through Christ. Yes, we do. Man, I'm out of time. My goodness sakes. This one went by fast too. Well, it seems like I say that every day. Well, they just fly by. Well, they do. I mean, I get flowing in with the Lord, and the next thing I know, man, it's time to shut her down for this week. Well, I sure love you, and I hope that you'll stay with us in this upcoming seminars as we go forward. And we got exciting things coming up as we go along, and this is a journey. And, of course, we're laying down all these scriptures, all these things, a foundational now. who we are, and we get a little better picture, little better picture, little better picture, a little more light as time goes along, and the Lord ministers that to us. Thank God for it. Well, as you can hear, I got caught by the timer. Anyway, until next time, this is your friend Ken Fletcher saying, I love you.